Blog Talk Radio.
7:04.
About 4 minutes. Okay, well, that's better than 15.
Here we are once again. It's Saturday night, and we're with the man himself. We are going to experience spiritual unity and meditation with Dr. Benjamin Bridges. Y'all know who he is. We're going to give him a nice hand, bring him on in the way that we do at the Spiritual Unity.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I'm glad to see that we have our people coming on the show tonight. And I want to thank you all for joining us and let you know that we're going to start putting things in motion to really bring about a lot of positive energy, a lot of positive change. And these are things that we can really bring about, you know. All we need to do is believe in the power of God and Christ, and all of this will definitely come about. So all I can say at this point is let us know for a surety that this is not just something that, you know, one speaks out the side of their mouth, and it's not really true. Because back in 2010, we had accomplished some great and awesome and amazing results of coming together in spiritual unity and actually being able to help to save the lives of many youth and be a blessing to our community. And we were utilizing the end or the icing of the cake on what we were doing, because in the beginning we had 150 different people that were a part of our group. And we went into the schools and we spoke to the students in the schools about coming out of the gangs and stop doing negative things like trying to kill each other and selling drugs and all that kind of crazy stuff. And we were able to get quite a few of them to come out. And I'll never forget, you know, one of the biggest responses we had was when we had several mothers whose children had just died in the gang wars, and they spoke about how devastating and heartbreaking it was to have lost their sons. And after they spoke, they were all on stage crying, all several of them. And when you looked into the auditorium, you could see a lot of the kids crying as well. And that was a good thing, because they finally got it that, hey, this is not just about me being able to be in one of the biggest and baddest gangs in Brooklyn or the Bronx or Mount Vernon or Yonkers or in, you know, Queens or wherever. The bottom line is that, you know, if I kill that individual from that other gang, not only am I killing him, but I'm also having a devastating effect on a family as well. And that's not good. And I'm also having a bad effect on my community as well. And that's not good. So when they finally registered that in their minds and hearts and understood that going around trying to be the biggest and baddest gang member in the, you know, Harlem or Brooklyn or Bronx or Mount Vernon area, you know, that wasn't just the thing that was more important. It was also important to know that if you did kill 5 or 10 people in another gang or in a group of gangs, the bottom line is that, you know, that was going to have a devastating effect on the community and on those individuals that that person was, their family was from. You know, it was going to affect their family as well. So all I could say is I was glad to see that many of them got the message that, you know what, this is not really a good thing that we're doing. Let me pull out of this. But then, unfortunately, there were still students that were in the gangs that said, hey, I don't care if this thing has a devastating negative effect on the community or not. Bottom line is I'm going to be able to brag and say I'm from the biggest and baddest gang in Brooklyn. I'm from the biggest and baddest gang in Mount Vernon. I'm from the biggest and baddest gang in the Bronx or Harlem. And, you know, they just want to be able to brag about stuff like that. And it doesn't make a difference how many people got killed in the pursuit of making that happening, and how many families and how much it had a terrible impact on the community. And the icing on the cake that really helped to change that around as well was when we got together spiritually and focused on utilizing the spiritual formula that Jesus gave us to actually end the gang wars. And when he shared that information with us on what to do, we put that out there with the different meditation groups that we had, and which was quite a few, but the bottom line was when we put that out there and visualized and saw the divine love of God and Christ in their hearts and minds and all of that negativity being cleansed from them, it actually worked. And the gang wars were over shortly after we did it, about 2 weeks later. And that was really great. And all I can say to you is that these are things that can truly come about. You know, the power of God in Christ is no joke. Because when you think about it, God created this planet. He created stars, moons, and suns. And, you know, he created everything. Not only did he create the planet, but he created the human race. He also created alien races on different planets. He also created a number of other things, the plants, the animals, and oh, man, how can God create all these things but be incapable of stopping youth from killing one another? God definitely has the power to do that. If he can create the whole universe and everything that's on it and in it, then he can definitely control the minds and hearts of those that he feels needs to be in a positive change instead of being living in a negative demonic change of wanting to just kill and destroy the lives of each other. And that was a great and wonderful thing that Christ had came and shared with us, because in so doing, it really brought forth the positive change that we were looking for. And again, this can happen once again. What we need to do is to start to see that this can definitely be our new reality. And the bottom line is that if we, you know, can start to understand that these are things that can definitely come about, but we just have to believe in the power of God in Christ without a doubt and know that their power is actually dwelling within us, because our God-given power that we all have within us is something that can really have a huge impact on allowing us to bring about positive change in our community and in our own individual lives. But the bottom line still comes back to this. Can you believe it? Because if you can't believe it, you definitely won't achieve it. If you're going to be a doubting Thomas or a doubting Thomasina and say, I don't believe God can do that or Jesus can do that, they ain't got no power. If you're going to believe it from that perspective, then it's not going to work for you. But if you know that God, who created this whole entire universe and every single person on this planet, and also people on alien planets, he's created them as well. And being that that's the case, he has the ability to bring about positive change. But all we have to do is raise our consciousness and our faith in believing that God has the ability to make these things happen. And if we see it from that positive perspective, then these positive things will truly come about. But we have to truly believe it in order to receive it, these blessings to come through and bless our community and bless the lives of our children and even bless the lives of our adults. Because we're starting off with saving the lives of our children, but soon we're going to be focusing on, you know, ending the murdering of adults killing each other as well. Because unfortunately, that's something that is going on in our community in way too much from what it should be. So we can end all of that insanity as well and stop that negativity, but we must believe it in order to achieve it. And once we start to see that these are things that we are capable of doing with our youth, then coming back and dealing with our adults won't be a problem, because we already have seen the good results of what we have done by saving the lives of our youth. So coming back and dealing with our adults will not be a problem at all. Matter of fact, it'll be even more powerful, and it even happened a lot more quicker, because once you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that this can truly come about because you just saw great results happening just a little while ago, then you'll be able to know that we can move forward with this. And that's why I am very excited about what we did in the past, because it was such a great, awesome, and amazing thing that happened. And I was glad to see that that formula of saving the lives of our kids through the spiritual formula of Jesus the Christ can be utilized once again and bring forth great, positive, and successful results. But again, all we have to do is believe it, and we can start to achieve it. And basically, that's one aspect of it, you know, being able to achieve great and wonderful things in our lives through the power of God that dwells within us. All we need to do is to start to see our true identity. And, you know, like I said before, this society has painted a picture of us being limited human beings that can only do but so much. And because we, unfortunately, have gone along with that, you know, being told to us, then it makes it difficult for many of us to be successful in a number of different ways, whether it's trying to financially achieve success, whether it's, you know, trying to do it in other, you know, categories, whether we want to be successful athletes that are great winners and stars, whether we want to be, you know, singers, whether we want to be great, you know, actors, or, you know, being great in other, you know, aspects of life. The bottom line is, you know, people that are successful do not see themselves as losers. They see themselves as winners. And once we start to see ourselves in that positive light of success, then everything will work out for us to its best. And that's not something that might happen or maybe can happen, but if you look down the line at anyone, whether they were basketball players, whether they were football players, whether they were track stars, whether they were great singers, whether they were, you know, folks that were great actors, these were folks that felt that they could achieve great success in their lives. They didn't say, I don't even know why I'm doing this, but I'll give it a shot. But I know I'm not going to be successful, but I'll try. People don't achieve success when they see themselves as failures and losers, but they greatly and truly do when they see themselves as winners. So for many of us, what we have to do is reprogram our minds to see ourselves in a positive, successful light. And once we start to see ourselves in that positive, successful light, instead of in that shadow of fear and doubt and seeing ourselves never really working anything out, you know, if we see ourselves in that down and out perspective, that's where we're going to go, in a down and out situation. But once we start to see ourselves with our minds up on high, knowing for a surety that our goals and dreams are going to start to fly, and that we can definitely achieve great success, that's when it's all going to come about, and we're going to be able to achieve great and awesome and wonderful things in our lives, and our new reality will start to fly. But we have to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that all these things can truly come about, and that's why we need to start to see things from a positive perspective. And once we start to see things not from the negative, but from the positive, that's when we can bring about great, awesome, and amazing things. And the other side of it is not so much just to be a positive human being that was successful, but also to know that we are also spiritual beings that have the ability to do not only physical things, but supernatural and amazing spiritual things as well. And once we start to see that and know that beyond a shadow of a doubt, that's when all these great, awesome, and amazing things will start to come about. Because we are more than just physical beings that are very limited and incapable of achieving great success in our lives. We are those that have the ability, but we've been told a lot of lies. And lies are No, you can't achieve greatness. And no, don't even waste your time trying to achieve this and do this and do that. You can't achieve it. No, no, no. And that's not true. Our ability to be able to really achieve great things in our lives can truly start to surface and come to us and actually begin to manifest in our lives. But these things can come about once we, again, see things from a positive perspective. And once we want to do these great things to not only just help ourselves, but to reach out and help the lives of others. Because a universal law that has been out for a long time and been said for many years is when you reach out to help and bless the lives of others, God and Christ and the universe will reach out to bless you. That's awesome and amazing, because what you do on the positive side to help the lives of others can also be a blessing for yourself as well. And that's why it's so important to reach out to help others, because not only are you helping them, but you are also helping yourself. Instead of just being selfish and saying, ah, I don't want to help that knucklehead or that sister or that brother. I don't want to be involved with helping them. No, when you do help them, you are helping yourself as well. And when you see it from that positive perspective, don't think down and out like you don't want to help anybody. Reach out with an open heart and open mind and know that wonderful and great and awesome and amazing things can start to happen for you, but you have to believe it in order to achieve it. And by having an open heart and mind, not just to be selfish and get money and wealth just for yourself, but to also reach out and help the lives of others, is very important, because that's what our community needs, us to come together in spiritual unity and care and desire to be a help to the lives of others. And once we start to do that, it's going to open the door for a lot of amazing and wonderful things to happen. Because as I said, when you reach out to help and bless the lives of others, God and Christ in the universe will reach out to bless you. And that's a great and wonderful thing to see happen to you. But as long as we want to see things from a negative perspective, then that negativity is what's going to be dominating in our lives. But in order to free yourself from the mindset of poverty, in order to feel more than just being a victim of negativity and wondering why this keeps happening to you, if you keep repeating it over and over again, woe is me, why is this happening to me, and how come I can never be set free, and all that kind of crazy stuff, then basically that's what's going to continue to happen in your life. But once we start to see a brand new reality, once we start to know that we can bring about wonderful, awesome, and amazing things because we have the God-given ability within us. All we have to do is activate it. And that means our minds and hearts must be filled with faith and knowingness beyond a shadow of a doubt that all of these great, awesome, and amazing things can truly come about. And if we can start to see this, not as a maybe, a if, or a might, but as a definite thing that has already been done, and that our victory is now truly been won. That's right. That's another thing. And that's one of the very powerful affirmations that we've used, you know, to help many people. And that is, I see it already done, and my victory has been won. I see it already done, and my victory has been won. I see it already done, and my victory has been won. I see it already done, and my victory has been won. And when we see it already done, that's when we place our faith and envision it as already being done, and that great, awesome, and amazing things are now about to be won. And once we start to see and know that this is no joke and no jive, but this is a great blessing that's going to start to come alive in our lives, we just need to believe it in order to receive it. And once we start to really move forward and know beyond a shadow of a doubt that all these great and wonderful things can come about, that's when it will come about. So these are things that, you know, has been, you know, a great and wonderful experience for myself as well, because I have noticed that, you know, when we, you know, were involved in, you know, seeking the opportunity to actually, you know, test and see the awesome and amazing spoken word that Jesus brought forth in the Bible, which was very, very powerful, I was just very, you know, glad to see that this was something that was truly awesome and amazing for a great reality. And I gave it an opportunity to really see if what Jesus was saying was really something that could really come about. And when I did deal with it, I saw just what we were speaking about come about. And what Jesus said, which was really a very, very powerful statement, he said, the things I do, you can do and even more. And I was like, wow, you mean to tell me and other people can do, you know, the things that Jesus has done? Are you serious? Wow. I said, well, you know what? Let me give it a try and see. And that's when I looked forward at being a spiritual healer to see if utilizing the awesome and amazing spiritual power, healing power, Jesus the Christ, if that would bring about, you know, some real positive change in those folks who were ill, that were sick, that were really going through, you know, even emotional problems and things of that sort. And dealing with that, it really worked. And I was really glad to see that through utilizing the spiritual healing power of Christ in my life, I was able to help the lives of others. And that was really great. And matter of fact, if any of you would be interested in actually experiencing a healing meditation, you can call me and let me know, and we could set up an appointment for that to, you know, happen. And the number where you can reach me at is 914-979-6372. That's 914-979-6372. And this healing ability was not just, you know, for helping someone that, you know, broken a nail on their finger or something like that. I'm not talking about something real simple like that. I'm talking about, you know, people that were literally blind, that were deaf, and we had some folks that were on their deathbed, you know, that Jesus allowed me to help them as well. Because I'll never forget one brother that was in terrible situation and about to die. And Jesus told me the night before to call him in the morning because you something very important you need to do with him that will really help him out immensely. And I said, really? I said, what is that? He said, when you call him, you'll be able to see exactly what I'm talking about. I said, really? He said, yes. I said, okay. So I called him the next day, and when I spoke with him, he was barely talking. He was whispering. He was like, oh, man, I'm in so much pain, my whole body. I can't take this anymore. I think I'm about to die. I said, really? I said, wow. I said, I don't think you're about to die, brother, because I said, Jesus told me to call you. And now I see why, because you're in this much pain and everything. I said, we need to do a healing meditation together. And it's probably going to be able to really, you know, change, you know, your situation and take away the pain and all of that. He said, okay. He said, okay, let's try it and see what we can do. I said, great, let's do that. So we did a healing meditation, and it took about a half an hour, but we went through, you know, a healing meditation, guided meditation. And at the end of that healing meditation, when he came out of the meditation, I asked him, well, how do you feel now? He said, wow, all the pain is gone. I feel great. I said, great, brother. I'm really glad to see that. Because with Jesus telling me that, I knew something positive was going to come about. And I was really glad to see that you came out of that mess. Because like you said, it sounded like you was getting ready to leave that body. And he was really very thankful that he didn't have to die. And I was really glad to see that he wasn't whispering anymore and all that pain and agony. But he was talking regular now again. And he was feeling regular. And he was in the hospital. So, you know, I believe the next day he got out. But the bottom line is that when the healing power of God or Christ is there for you and you can utilize that power, it can really help a lot of people. And that's why, again, I say if any of you would be interested, whether for yourself or a relative that you know is suffering from a serious health problem, we could definitely see what we can do to bring about some great healing, you know, recovery for them, you know, and as they call it, a speedy recovery, and that's a good thing. So this is something that we could do, and this is something that can really come through for, you know, a person, you know, especially if they're going through, you know, some serious health problems and some changes. Because that brother, he had cancer. And like I said, he was on his way out. He was on his way out the door. And I was just glad that Jesus told me about him because I didn't even know that he was in the hospital. And I didn't know that he was in this much pain or anything like that. But as Jesus said, call him tomorrow and you'll be able to see what, you know, the problem is with him. And he was right. When I spoke with him, he explained his situation. He explained that he felt he was about to go. And I was glad to see that through the spiritual healing power of Christ Jesus, he saved his life and allowed him to be totally recovered from his negative situation. And like I said, not only could it happen for him, but it could happen for someone else that you know, or if you are in a terrible health problem, it could happen for you as well. But the whole thing is we have to believe that spiritual healing with God or Christ can really bring forth some great and wonderful results. And if we can really believe in that and conceive of that, then basically we'll see the results that can truly set us free from pain and agony, from blindness, from deafness, from a lot of negative health problems that can really have a huge impact on bringing us down and out. But the bottom line is this can truly come about So, again, if anyone is interested, just give me a call. And my number, once again, is 914-979-6372. That's 914-979-6372. Okay, great. So, again, I wanted to also speak about, you know, the transformation of one's mind and heart and seeing ourselves in a position of a brand new start. And when I say a brand new start, I mean when you start to see things from a positive perspective and you're no longer saying, woe is me, why am I stuck in all this pain and agony, but you're starting to see yourself as a winner that is about to be very successful and achieve great things in your life, that's when all these great and amazing things will start to come about, without a doubt. So all I can say is definitely, in order for us to achieve success in business or in financial recovery, because unfortunately, in our community, poverty is a big problem. It's a problem that has held many of us down and out. But all we have to do is be able to see that we can be freed from it without a doubt and let go of poverty consciousness that wants to hold us down and out. But we have to start to see our brand new reality, see our mind up on high, where we're going to start to truly fly with our goals and dreams to the mountaintop of success, where we will truly achieve great success. And all of this can come about, but we have to believe in our ability to do this without a doubt. Believe in the ability that God and Christ can shower blessings upon us and free us from the negativity of poverty, health problems, and many other problems that are affecting us in life. And know for a surety, there's no question about it, we can truly bring it about without a doubt. And if we don't let go of the problems of the past, and we're going to see that as something that's going to continue in our lives, then basically we're going to be stuck in that job. But, for example, if you, every time you've tried to do a deal, you know, in basically, let's say in the music industry, and you were trying to do it over and over again, but it never worked out, and now you have another great opportunity, but you're saying, wow, you know, just like all these other times it didn't work, this is probably not going to work either. If you see it from that perspective, then guess what? That's what it's going to be. But if you start to believe that you can achieve that success because now you're a winner, not a loser, and as you being that winner, you're going to now achieve great success and be a person that can really bring about wonderful things in your life. But you have to believe it in order to receive it. And once we start to do that, hey, we're good to go. And we don't even have to worry about any negativity like that. We're going to be able to make things happen. And I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you have the ability to bring all of this about. And don't even think for a moment that this is going to be too hard for you to do, because I know for a surety all of this can come through. Okay. 864-621. If you have anything you'd like to share with us, feel free to speak, because we would definitely like to hear your feedback at this point. Number again?
Thank you, Brother Bridges. This is Bishop Jones, and certainly pertaining to the healing by faith, and certainly in believing, the meditation of that is certainly, you know, it works, you know, and I'm just you know, at an awe, because this is something that, you know, I was just talking about. And it's funny how God works in mysterious ways, but God has given, you know, those gifts and those talents. He said signs and wonders and miracles shall follow them all the days of their life. And so I see the signs, I see the wonders, and I'm hearing about the miracles that, you know, you just talked about as well. And as far as the, you know, the success stories, because these are facts, and, you know, even scientists, doctors, and they have even, you know, shaken their head many times and walked away and have given up hope. But, you know, there's hope in Christ, and truly enough, you know, when God speaks to those that he gives the gifts to, you know, we have to believe and have faith. And so I just thank you, Brother Bridges, for, you know, the works and definitely the gifts and that God has given you, and that you have, and you're empowering so many. And so I just want to say thank you, and definitely I will refer, you know, people to you as well, because I do know it works. Signs and wonders. I do believe in miracles. So thank you so much.
Oh, and thank you, my brother, for your positive feedback, and your point of view is very true, brother. These are things that can come about. We just need to get rid of all the fear and doubt and start to have faith in knowing that God and Christ's power is just amazing and spectacular. And once we start to see it from that point of view, you know, great blessings will start to come through, no question.
We're going to open it up 818-919. 818-919, your mic is open.
Yes, Curtis.
Yes, good evening, everyone. This is Minister Curtis Blow, and I just want to say greetings to everyone. Thank you for having this session tonight. Really powerful. Really meaningful. And I also want to shout out to Bishop Cathay Jones, who just spoke a few minutes ago. And he is my bishop. He is also my partner in our organization, the United Coalition for Humanity. And so we are a group of people out there fighting for the love of humanity and enhancing and building and supporting the love of humanity. We love people. We love life. We want to see people live their lives to the fullest and more abundantly, like God says. And we just want to help people, you know. So we're out there across the nation, a nonprofit organization that is in the international, actually, but we have 32 representatives around the country. So we're in 32 states looking to go to all 52, of course. And we have 9 committees dealing with a lot of the injustices plaguing humanity these days, like criminal justice and sports, entertainment, health and wellness, education, sustainability, women's rights. So there are a lot of issues out there that we are on a mission to eradicate or just help with the problems. So this is what we're about. We pray that everyone on the call will join us. It's free to join. Just go to ucfh.org, and it's free to join. Just press the join button, and we'll be fine. We look for your support around the nation, and we're ready to go out and try to not save humanity, but we just want to help people. Amen. So that's what we're about, and I thank you for the time. I really do believe in what you're saying, though, Mr. Bridges, about the transforming the mind of our people. Yes, we need to change the way we see ourselves, and then we can change our community. That's
yes,
it
indeed.
In a nutshell.
Yes, indeed, brother, and I really do appreciate you sharing your information in regard to the UCFH.org, because, you know, that could be very helpful to a lot of people right now that are looking for assistance and help to come out of the gutter of poverty and other problems they may have. So this could be something that, you know, could be very helpful, and I'm very glad you brought that to our attention as well, because these are things that, you know, help people, you know, tremendously. And I'm very thankful that you shared that information. And one of the things I will say as well is if we can come together in spiritual unity, we're going to be able to really be a blessing to our community as well. So when we come together from different aspects, you know, whether it's spirituality, whether it's financial, whether it's other, you know, programs like yours that has a number of different things that it's going to be able to help people with, then basically as us coming together in unity to bring about positive change in our community, it's definitely going to come about. And all we need to do is look at working together and know for a surety that these things can truly manifest in our lives. We don't have to be listening to no more lies. That, oh, no, you can't accomplish nothing. Oh, come on, you are a limited person, man. Get out of here. What are you going to do? Just accept the fact that you're an impoverished person and just chill out in the corner over there and deal with your fate. And that's something that's a lie that we've been told, but we don't have to accept that at all. We don't have to deal with acknowledging that that is our new reality that we have to be stuck in. That's a lie. We can definitely break free from all that negativity, but reprogramming of our mind is very important, because once we start to see ourselves from a positive perspective, then we're on our way to a brighter day. And with these programs like what you have, like the spirituality, what I have, what Brother Ron has with the financial programs, there's so many positive things that we can do to really turn our community totally around and get rid of that miserable frown that you see on a lot of people's faces, right? So all I could say is, yes, keep up the good work and let us see what we could do to come together in unity to bring about positive change for our community.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. I'm just so happy to be here tonight with Dr. Ben Yaman, and you, it's, the organization is U, like University, C like Cat, F like Frank, H like Harry, .org. And I'm just so happy to be a part of that as well. I have joined, and here in Mount Vernon, New York, in Westchester County in the New York City area, and the surrounding, what they call New England, Connecticut, New York, and New Jersey, working towards economic opportunities and freedom for our people. And I want to thank Reverend Curtis Blow and his bishop as well, and the wonderful work that you're doing. God bless.
Okay, so what's the time? Oh, it's 8 o'clock. Okay. So Who else is on?
Yeah, we have some more people on the line as well. I'm going to open up 347-880. 347-880. Your mic is open.
Well, greetings and blessings to the speakers tonight. It's very interesting to hear people speaking of the spiritual vibes that we have from us coming from a spiritual Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated. This gentleman spoke of the spirituality that comes within us, that we have to feel it out and bring it out to help make a better world for our people that surround us. So we are very proud to be in company with people like Mr. Robinson and this minister this evening.
Yeah, Dr. Ben.
Dr. Ben. And I've been listening and really getting some information because I feel economic development is what we need to help the massive amount of young people in the community. And as a person like this, I want to be able to speak to on a regular basis. But seeing that now I have this kind of tongue, maybe people don't like this, you know? So it's a different. But we have a lot of great things that we can do because we come here, want to help America and America people. And first is American black people we wanted to help. And now we're in line to bring out what we bring in from the Federation point of view to the vast majority of people, because everybody came from the black people. We just want to bring more reality and bring more courage to the people around us, man, because we don't have the people that can encourage something and more than one thing. If a person pushing this, is that they're pushing, they don't have to push that. I can agree with you, and what I disagree with you with, I disagree with. But we can push the same thing and get a lot of things going. But that's what we don't do in our community. The things that we agree with, we push those. The things that we don't agree with, we keep them and develop them on the side to bring them more reality. So right now, it's an encouragement because we know everything is happening because of the COVID. We know the spiritual condition is here. The ancestors are working through us. Sometimes Sunday come, the ancestors are here working with us. And we are all prepared now to bring our reality of people for this reality in this system for a better living foundation. Because we are living where we can build a house, but we don't have enough money to build that house. Where we can fix a house, but we don't have enough money to fix that house. So let us come together and put things together that we can do more than one thing at a time. And that's what we bring in our community, because we connect the same southern slave ships that brought the people from the south is the Caribbean they came from. And it's our people the same way. It's not no different people. This world is not no different to people because people come from countries. People come from just parts of the world. And we all are one people. And the quicker we can realize it and get a person like me and a few more like me to come and speak to the people who out there and feel the vibes that they can't grab it because they want something better. And they what they're looking for, they can't get it. So we prepared now to come with the professionals who can pray and move mountains and pray and move people and pray and move things and pray and move people in a better order and can see when people doing wrong from right according to the explanation. And a person like this man, Mr. Ben, I wanted to speak to that we can really bring out some subject points that bring certain realities together. So I've worked them out, and the Ethiopian World Federation Local 26 is just like anything else. It's an entity we can work with anybody else. We're not prejudiced against the church. We're not prejudiced against the minister. We're not prejudiced against the lawyer and the president. We love everybody. So why people going to prejudice against us? So let us get together. The right people have to come together. And in a few weeks' time, people will know if I'm right or wrong. So I'm asking the people I'm going to reach out to, and that item that we're going to develop, moving the black mold from the ceilings and the walls of our people to get us more healthy. That product, I want to produce it and have it going as a product to help clean our people. Because we have a lot of water around giving people black mold, leaking the ceiling and all kind of problems. So we want to know. And we want to develop things that can help our people at the same time. Help us to do economic development. I did it now. I have 5,000 men that learned to work with me. Never did this before. And I did drywall and carpentry. And presently in the Carpenters Union. So I'm not looking to get no chores. I'm looking to do something within the local of 26 and bring out people who can really make things happen. Not just people who can talk things, because I'm one of the man that makes things happen. So I'd be glad to meet you, Mr. Ben, in the future, and Mr. Robinson. Just let them know that I'm a local man. I'm not in no top shelf. I didn't want to get there, because a lot of those people are too killers and wicked. So I want to keep local, loving, just, righteous, just a regular person. So let's bring out the best, man. Bring them out. And let's come together and do something for a betterment of our people, because we need it in our community. Two young boys killing and fighting and shooting guns and all kind of things. Let's get together. Bring out something. I have 5 songs I want to bring out. When I bring them out, I want people to start gather up and start working together. I'm not bringing them out yet. So, Mr. Robinson, get to this gentleman and the other people that call in that have good ideas and form a body that become a little body. We are thinking body. We can think with a lot of different groups and solve the problem in a lot of different groups. We love the white man, the Chinese man and everything, but he have to love us too. We can't just love him and he don't love us. This love is a sharing love. It's an economic love. It's a development love. So we are here in this world that the cotton that go the four times as much seed is recreated in our island. The sweetest sugar cane is recreated in the island and ship it round. Because it comes as like a seed. It cut a giant and it grow everywhere. So what we're saying is not no one man create nothing, not no white man or black man or American man. It's us. The seed of the original man. And all of us are that. So put yourself in a ladder, because you go to Harvard and Columbia, and look down on the man that do carpentry, and you can't build a house. So we have to come together and bring something more than the norm, because everybody looking to do the same thing. Everybody want to go up in the high office, high rise, now nobody can go up there. So I went a couple of them to start training out people.
Well, sounds good, my brother. And I do appreciate you coming on board with us and sharing your positive feedback. And it's true. Once we come together in unity, we'll be able to do a lot more for our community. So I'm really glad you brought that up, because us coming together and focusing on some of the serious problems that are affecting our people right now, and for us to turn that all around and bring about some great and wonderful things for our folks to see and for them to be, that would really be great. So all I can say at this point is I do appreciate, you know, you sharing that positive feedback. And right now what we're getting ready to do is to make our way to another caller that's calling on the line, and we'll see what we can do with this caller.
718-350, your mic is open.
Dear thanks. God bless everyone on the air. Brother Ben, it's good to listen to you all the time, because whatever negativity that I have in me, you know, is history. But as I hear you as you're doing what you're doing, what we all will be doing, I'm lifted, okay, every time. And with your humbleness, with your good spirit, you know, and with your fortitude, we all should have that. And I believe that we all can, through prayer, meditation, or just getting up in the morning and seeing somebody that you don't know and say, good morning, sister, good morning, brother. Sometimes that's the most kindest word they may have heard all day or all week, just somebody acknowledging them. You know, and you keep up the good work. We got you. And God bless you, brother.
And thank you, my brother. Thank you for coming on and sharing that info that you just shared, because, as you said, we can definitely bring about some positive changes. And not only is a possibility, but it's something that will come about. No question.
Ashe.
Ashe.
We're going to go back to the Reverend himself, Reverend Curtis Blow, 818-919.
Yes. I'm here. I'm sorry. I was
eating. We know you always have some positive feedback as well, and we'd like to hear from you and this wonderful thing that you're doing.
Well, we are doing many things with the United Coalition for Humanity. We have a few projects on the table, like programs, one geared towards gang violence and trying to end gang violence with video games and gaming. I don't want to go into too much because we have not closed the deal yet, but it's on the table right now, just a program where we can get the kids off the street and, you know, like they say, the idle hands are the devil's playground. And we want to combat that and eradicate that and give our kids something to do when they're, you know, are out of school and during the summertime months. So we're thinking about programs that will keep them busy. We also are working on a hip-hop and R&B union for the entertainers out there, all the rappers, R&B singers, the musicians, the B-boys, dancers, DJs, podcasters, radio hosts. Most of entertainment, we are going to form a union that is going to look out for the benefits of our people of color. And we are working with SAG and AFTRA right now, finalizing that deal as well. Other than that, our biggest victory to date is the ending of solitary confinement in the state of New York. I don't know if you mentioned that, Mr. Bridges, but yes, we've been fighting for that for over a year now, but the governor signed the bill that now it's illegal to keep an inmate in solitary confinement for more than a week, and they have to be evaluated, you know, physically and mentally, and that's a law now in the state of New York. So we won that victory about 2 months ago, and now our mission is to take that state law and turn it into a national law, and that's what that's one of our missions over at the United Coalition for Humanity, is to take the state laws and turn them into national laws, like the chokehold. You know, it's illegal in the city of New York, but you go across the Hudson River into New Jersey, and it's legal there. So we're trying to put this on a national, a federal bill that can, you know, make it illegal to use the chokehold all around the country. And same thing with the body cams. Every police officer should have a body cam. Here's another thing. How about having federal prosecutors come in and handle cases where police are violent against people of color, like a.k.a. George Floyd. That's how he was successful. They got a federal prosecutor, an outside agent, to come in and try this case. You know, that's what's needed if we're going to see some results from all of these cases, man, these murders that are just amazing to me, that we live in such a time as this. So these are the things that we're doing with the United Coalition for Humanity, a lot of programs, a lot of events, and a lot of work, a lot of missions, and solutions will be found, and we're working diligently towards reaching solutions for most of the problems that we are faced with today. Amen. To God be the glory.
Amen to that, my brother. And it's interesting that you said that, you know, even going back on what you said in regards to the youth, because even if spiritually you end the gang wars and you allow the kids to only just go back out on the streets and hang out on the streets, and you don't give them any positive programs that they could get involved with, then you're going to see the gang wars come up again, because just hanging out on the street corners, you know, where kids are being, you know, prone to want to, you know, sell drugs, get back involved in these gangs again, and, you know, do a lot of negative things that they shouldn't be doing. But if you have positive programs for them, that gives them another option of what they could do with their lives, which could be in the positive and help them out. So one of the things that our group is looking at doing is starting some community centers that can be very helpful, and have we already have the programs already lined up. All we just need is to have the centers so that we can do that. But that's one thing that's very important, because when these kids don't have any place to go but down a negative road, then that negativity is what's going to end up being in their lives. But if you give them a positive way that they can go, that can really help them to be successful in their lives, have faith and confidence in themselves that they can achieve great and wonderful things in their lives, then that's when you're going to see a huge turning around of all that negativity. But, you know, we have to create different programs that can be there for them, so that they can have some positive and wonderful things that they can get involved with. And once we put that together, then definitely there are going to be some positive things that can come about. And, you know, the other thing is that you had mentioned is, you know, interesting with the police and everything, because, you know, these are things that have been lingering around for quite a while. And because the system is very corrupt against us, it has allowed them to continue to do these things, even though they know it's wrong, you know. And I never forget when they asked President Trump about, you know, what did he think about, you know, the negativity of, you know, all these, you know, different racist police officers, you know, killing our people? And he said, what? Negative? He said, I think our police officers are doing a good job. What are you talking about? You know, so a lot of them that are racist do see this as not negativity, but they see it as positivity because they want to keep us down and out and in a negative situation. But we have to be able to turn this stuff around. And like you say, we can move forward on this physically by, you know, politically trying to move forward and turn things around, and also spiritually as well. And when you combine the two together, it's going to even bring a force huge and wonderful and great results, because both of them are very important, not just the political side, but the spiritual side as well, because God and Christ, spiritual power, supernatural, amazing, and spectacular superpower can definitely change things within a blinking of an eye, you know. But the bottom line is that, you know, we have to know how to utilize it and start to utilize it. And once we do, we'll see some positive change come about. So utilizing our spiritual ability and our physical ability through voting, and that's another thing. You know, here we got in certain states, which are very racist as well, they don't even want black people to vote because they're scared that we could, you know, have a movement where a majority of black people are going to vote for a certain person that doesn't reflect their racist attitude. And when they see that as a problem, they say, well, you know, the best way to eliminate that is don't let them vote at all, you know. So in certain states, those things are, you know, at hand on things that we have to deal with. But again, us coming together spiritually as well as politically, we can come together and bring about positive change with that as well, because those negative things do not have to exist in our lives. Because these police come through and they kill our children, they kill our women, and of course they kill our brothers as well. But the bottom line is we can stop all of this, no question about it. Because when God can take these kids that have made up in their mind that they're going to kill, you know, other youth that are in different gangs, and they've already said, hey, I don't care if I get killed or not, bottom line is I'm going to kill as many of them as I can. And then you come with a spiritual formula that Jesus gave you, and you utilize that, and that puts all of that negativity to an end, that's a good thing. And we can utilize that spiritual power in a number of different ways. We just need to start to see that we have the ability.
Wonderful, wonderful. Everybody stay where you at. We're going to go for commercial break. We're going to be back in a minute or two or three. And we're going to take that commercial break. Here we go right now.
Entertainment worldwide network. We online. We in your speakers. And on your mind. 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock. We on time.
Yes, this is Lenny Williams. I'm out here in Oakland, California.
I'm Lisa Ray. I sang on Payment with the NWA, Dr. Dre, and Eazy-E.
It's Just Will, Black Pearl Entertainment artist, newly signed to I Am Jesus Records. You're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., CEO. Coming to you live, this is business, so pay attention.
Yo, it's your boy LV the Slap Thing, and I'm over here chilling with my guy, The Plug, Don Jr., CEO, Entertainment Worldwide Network Radio. You dig?
What's good? good, homie.
This your boy Big D.
It's your folk Chuckle Traps.
This your peace Captain Mac.
I let your boy Boss Lena.
It's your boy Brick Boy Rico.
It's your boy Joe Dirt.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy Buddha, a.k.a. Buddy Miles.
Yo, what's good? This is Vic Percy Jones.
And Big Cell is now in your area.
Yo, this your boy, Mr. Hamson.
It's your girl, Lady Duet.
It's just Rich Gates.
This your bro, JT, Mr. Guaranteed the Rick.
Yo, this your dude, Insane G.
What up? This your boy, Jihad, a.k.a. J Hood.
Yo, this your folks, Young Birds.
Yo, this your folk, GB Cooney.
Yo, this is Mike G Jungle. Hey, what it do? It's your boy, Size Money.
This your boy, Big Chad Domingo.
Bye-bye. Salute the big dog.
This your boy, J Futuristic.
This your folk, Lil Raheem. You did.
I am Geronimo Beals. Off the deep end. Getting blessings. Wise Life Records. And you're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., the CEO, coming to you live.
Hey, what it do? This is Charlie Boy, the Versatile Charlie.
You're listening to the hottest radio station.
Are you ready to be inspired, uplifted, enlightened, and entertained? Judge Joe Brown is an all-American judge, lawyer, and television personality. Judge Joe Brown was raised in the Crenshaw District of Los Angeles, California. Overcoming the harsh streets of L.A., he graduated at the top of his class from Dorsey High School. He then went on to earn his bachelor's degree in political science at UCLA. Judge Joe Brown is a member of the Phi Alpha fraternity and became the first African-American prosecutor in Memphis, Tennessee. He then opened his own practice before becoming a judge on the state criminal court of Shelby County, Tennessee. Judge Joe Brown was then thrusted into the national spotlight for sitting over James Earl's last appeal for race conviction for the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He then caught the attention of producers of Judge Judy and is now the arbiter of his own arbitration-based reality court TV show that has been recorded for over 16 years. This show is syndicated on Bounce and available to millions of homes across America. Judge Joe Brown has been on a mission to educate the leaders of the future and has started a movement titled Sag Pants Equals a Sag Mind. This is a call to action. Let's talk and change the world. Judge Joe Brown is ready to speak at your next event. Follow Judge Joe Brown at Judge Joe Brown TV on Twitter. This message has been brought to you by 2 Deep, owner of KFSM Radio and Bloody Rain Productions, and Pastor Don Jr., CEO of The Winning Team. Contact 2 Deep at 337-936-5176 or Pastor Don Jr. at 818-358-5722.
The NEO Project is a business network collective of professional CEOs, community leaders, doctors, recording artists, label owners, lawyers, judges, business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major connections across the globe. For more information, visit www.myprojectneo.org or call 800-249-8830. We have a live conference call, Join in the Conversation, hosted by Dr. Rev Robinson Sr. and Dr. Winborn. Share your ideas about growing your business. New ideas, featured partner, video promo, social media, exposure, rotation, profit sharing, meetups at your establishment. Join the conference call on Blog Talk Radio Thursday and Friday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Sunday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Live Talk with Eva. Call 347-857-1311. Press 1 to speak on freeconferencecall.com. Saturday, 12 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Call into 515-604-9642. Access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, hashtag T-Mobile, or Boost Mobile, call 206-451-6043, then 515-604-9642, access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, T-Mobile, or Boost Mobile, dial 206-451-6043, then 515-604-9642, access code 910488. Financial consulting and investments, call DSNR Consultants LLC Corporate Office, 914-363-9007. Text 518-866-7605. Email RevRunRobinson, RevRun11@gmail.com. Shout out to Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and Keisha Miss, CEO, and the 300 Elite members, also 3 Max and a Nerd, and Andrea's Talent Management.
Fashion is SoSeductiveLive.com. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. SoSeductiveLive has the best apparel from Gucci, Prada, Fendi, Guess, Rolex, Nike, Tiara Michelle, True Religion, Louis Vuitton.
Greetings, I'm Miss K, CEO and founder of SoSeductive Shoes and Fashion. I started my company to keep you informed. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. I believe in fashion, so SoSeductive is fun and needs to be seen. I want to inspire people just like you. I want someone to look at me and say, because because of you, I didn't give up. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. I am Miss K, CEO and founder of Soul Seductive Shoes and Fashion. You can find me on your favorite social network at Keisha Miss CEO. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com.
There's a lot to learn in the music business, and without a teacher, it gets even harder and very costly. Introducing the Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint. Don Jr., CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network, has put together a detailed book to take your career to the next level in the entertainment business. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint will teach you the do's and don'ts of the entertainment industry, starting from the beginning to the end. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint covers the topics of business plan, logo design, CD design layout, sales, radio airplay, CD marketing strategy, massive emailing, CD sales one sheet, press kit, media kit, online media kit, internet marketing, MP3 online distribution, hip-hop blog sites, hip-hop magazine, hip-hop DVD, mixtapes, street teams, music publishing and royalties, music lawyers, tour booking, and more. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint is available only by contacting Don Jr., CEO, at 818-358-5722 or email DonJrCEO@gmail.com.
Do you need more exposure? Do you need more fans? Are you planning to be wealthy and successful in business? The 365 Days of Radio campaign is a business training program teaching you how to build your brand, business, product, or service. How to meet and network with people in other cities. How to make connections with other business owners, and how to talk about your business on an open platform. All the tools you need before you speak to investors, advertisers, and or sponsors. Are you ready to receive money and make it to the next level? Education is the key to success, and experience is the best teacher. Learn from the comfort of your own personal remote location. The 365-day radio campaign is a business training program. For business training, tuition, schedules, and fees, please call Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and the winning team at 818-358-5722. That's right, Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team at 818-358-5722.
Yeah! Oh, entertainment worldwide. Network. We all live. We in your speakers. Ain't on your mind. On your mind. 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock. We on time.
We live in dangerous times, and you never know when you'll need a lawyer. Introducing Legal Shield. Get legal help 24/7. For over 47 years, people from all walks of life have joined our community and our mission to empower and protect. Wait, there's more! Become a sales associate and watch your commission grow with every sale. We are working together to change the negatives into positives. Business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major corporations all across the globe. We focus on business education, advertising, so that everyone can see the return on their investment. Visit our website at robinsonir38.wearelegalshield.com. Or for more information, contact Dr. Ron Robinson at 914-363-9007 or 203-515-7167 or 914-530-5876. Again, visit us at our website at www.robinsonr38.wearelegalshield.com.
Yes, and we want to remind you that blacks and solar energy. Solar energy is a tremendous amount of changes coming to this government, to this country. $2.3 trillion going to be put in economic development, economic research, and economic installation of solar energy. They will have solar farms. The black farmers did not get any subsidies for the last past 8 years. White farmers did. And Joe Biden promised that he would subsidize the black farmers because of the lack of finances. They weren't able to develop their crops and their craft and get equipment. And they got negated again. He said he couldn't do it. This time, people, let me explain. There are blacksinsolar.com, blacksinsolarenergy.com, blacksinsolarenergy.com. Go to the website, Positive, P-O-S-I-T-I-V-E, Change, C-H-A-N-G-E, .com. Positive Change, P-C, .com. P-O-S-I-T-I-V-E, Change, C-H-A-N-G-E, P-C, .com. Learn about solar energy. Learn about the economic development and the farming of solar energy. The new technology that's coming out, how the $2.3 trillion changes poor communities, because they're also going to have an opportunity to get free grant money if a student of a high school age go into college or university, take a 2-year, 4-year, 6-year degree, which is a associate's, bachelor's, master's, or PhD, they will get full free reign of study if they study under this technology of solar energy. And they go into the colleges. We want them to go into the historical black colleges, the HBCUs, and offer our children this opportunity to get this full range when they go in and study this engineering, the technology, the scientific research, the development, implementation, programming that they're doing for the solar energy. And we want our black colleges and students to get take part in this. We want our black farmers to also get a participation to open up solar farms that are subsidized by this budget that's coming down. But we have to go to the website, Positive, P-O-S-I-T-I-V-E, Change, C-H-A-N-G-E, P-C.com. Brother, Mr. Robert Bathia has put together a historical site that gives you the history of solar energy for the last past 30 years, explain to you where it's coming from, where it is right now, and how it's going into the future of this United States of America, and why it's so important that we support, and make sure we get the government to support this research and study and this economics to go into our communities. So please go to positivechangepc.com and fill out go study about solar energy. Find out all the details are there. Robert Bathia spent 30-something years studying this energy, understanding it, and also understanding how black people have not been participating in this economic development. So go to the website, study about it. Also, please, ma'am, please, sir, do not forget to go to the petition and sign the petition so we all can take advantage of having the government put the finances into the black community and economic develop us on that area as well. We also want to remind you, our reparations program, Neo Nation, has a reparations program, which is a self-economic financing of our own needs. You can go on the website, MyNY Project, P-R-O-J-E-C-T, Neo, N-E-O dot O-R-G. Go on the website, take a look at the site, and participate in the Neo Nation. Go, if you go into the site, and for $100 or more, if you join into, and this money is for your family. This money that you're investing into the reparations program, it goes back to you. It goes back to our communities. Our dollar do not circulate less than 6 hours in our communities. This is the way for us to get circulation in our communities. This is the way for us to economic develop our small mom and pop shops, restaurants, hair salons, sneaker stores, clothing stores, whatever, bakeries. You think of it, we can finance this in our community. We're going to have the Black Shark Tank opportunity. When you go on the site and you join for $100 or more, you can go to the Black Shark Tank application. You can sign up. You can get a loan from $50,000 to $250,000. We're not going to require a FICO score of 700. We're not going to require collateralization. We're not going to require that you have all this money involved in the process of getting your business loan. Okay. We're going to finance intellectual property. We're going to finance things such as movies and people who are artists in the industry that he's financing for their small production companies, stage plays, whatever. We want to think that will bring job opportunities to our community. We want to support and we want to finance and we want to get it done. Now we're going back to the man himself, Dr. Ben, and we're talking about spirituality and meditation and the betterment of our community. We're going to open up mic 646-387, 646-387. Your mic is open.
Well, I just thought about what you just talked about the big money is coming to our communities. I think we need to organize ourselves better to lobby to get more funding from this money. It's coming from Washington, D.C. I learned they approved the $1 trillion already, and they are getting ready to approve another $3.5 trillion. And we are supposed to lobby the present administration of Biden to put us into this bill, to write us our own portion into this bill. And from my understanding, we've not been doing that. So those of us who attend this meeting, see, nothing is too little, but not doing nothing is even worse. So whatever we do that we think is little, it may not be little. Whatever is little, when it's persistent, it turns into something big. So we have to figure out how to organize ourselves to be part of what is going on. Like the Biden administration wanted to give money to the black farmers in Florida. And one of these white farmers sued to block the implementation of giving money to the black farmers. So, but we need to find a way to counter sue to be able to enable these black farmers to be able to get what they deserve from the government. So back to the moderator.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that. We're going to open up 201-668, 201-668, 201-668. Your mic is open. Okay. You cannot hear you. You're talking in a mic or something, or you got a loudspeaker, or you have to take it off the loudspeaker. Okay, thank you so much, 201-668. 668. It was 201-668.
Oh, that's us. Oh, my apologies. That's this is Dr. Luna Jeffries' phone. We're calling Brother Curtis Blow, and he said that this show was on and sent us the number. We hear what the brother was talking about, the solar panels and solar energy. It's very important that our young people are prepared for this fourth industrial revolution. But more so important than getting into the technology, we have to have them with the right mind space. We need for in the African community, those of us who are African descended, whether we call ourselves African Americans, Caribbean Americans, or whatever nationality we call ourselves, we are African peoples, and we have to develop what our ancestors had, a race man and race woman mentality. And with that mentality, we could take all of this 21st century innovation and tools and use it for the benefit of not just African people, all of humankind, because when Africans are elevated to our proper place in the world space as the first, the mother and fathers of the human family, then the rest of the human family will rise. But we have to reclaim and love ourselves again and love what every part of us, every part of our culture, every part of our languages. We have to get ourselves back in the right mind space to use this, or else we'll just be used for destruction.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that, and you are excellently clear and correct. We have to do something in terms of economic development, opportunities for people. They said the rich keep getting rich and the poor keep getting poorer, and part of it is by design, and as part of it, people, you got to stop doing poor things and start doing rich things. It's just a matter of concept in your mind, and implementation and practicality. God said what? He said, I would that you prosper and be in good health. People, the Creator got the power, and we have to listen to him and pray and meditate like Dr. Ben always do, and get back connected with the source. Thank you so much, brother. We appreciate you so much.
Shashi.
We're going to open up 347, 346, 347, 346. You're on with Dr. Ben.
Hey, how you doing?
All right. And who is this speaking?
This is Carolyn Smith. How are you?
All right. Good. Thank you, Carolyn. So,
Reverend Ron, you were speaking about getting a business loan for $50,000. So who do I speak to concerning that?
Yes, you go on to the website, my project, project, neoneo.org. You sign up for the reparations program, $100 or more, and then you go on to the Black Shark Tank application. And you sign up with your business, and then you hit send, and they will receive your application and start the processing of communicating and to get that done.
And that's through Black Shark Tank?
Yeah, it's the Black Shark Tank, the Black Shark Tank, and which is a concept of the Shark Tank that you do on television, same kind of concept. Application will be submitted, and then it will go from there.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Dr. Ben wants to do his meditation at this time, and so we want everybody to get into a meditative state, and let's do the meditation. Go ahead, Dr. Ben.
Yes, indeed. So basically right now, what I would like you to do is to find a comfortable sitting position where we could sit down for a moment and relax, and also find a space where you won't be disturbed every 5 minutes or 2 minutes by, you know, people running around and tapping you on the shoulder or asking you different things. So find that convenient location where you could have an opportunity to really focus on the things that we're getting ready to deal with. Okay, so here we go. First, we're going to do a quick prayer, and then we're going to go right into the meditation.
Let us pray. Father, we thank you for all the goodness and the kindness unto us. Oh, Father, we thank you that you have directed us to meditate in the Spirit, oh God. We thank you that you made us men and women of real heart, that you gave us a seed in us, Father, that's growing for us to be just like you and do things that you have done. We thank you for this time and opportunity for spirituality and meditation with Dr. Ben. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, my brother, for the prayer, and now let us get ready to get focused on doing the meditation. We're going to do quick three breaths, and we're going to go right into it. The first breath, breathe in deep, all peace, calm, and total relaxation. And breathe out right now, all frustration, tension, and anxiety. Let it go, let it go. Next breath, breathe in deep, the great, awesome, and amazing supernatural power of God's God-given power, and know that it dwells within us and it can be activated. And what we need to do right now is to see that ability getting brighter and brighter in our minds, in our hearts, from the crown of our head to the bottom of our feet. See our God-given power showering, shining brightly within us. And see it building up our ability to be able to bring about great, awesome, and amazing things. And our last and final breath that we will breathe, let us breathe in right now. Breathe in deep and know for a surety that we have the ability to manifest great, awesome, and amazing things in our life. That's right. We have the ability to manifest great, awesome, and amazing things in our life through the grace, love, and mercy of God in Christ, combining into that state of mind and knowing that we can utilize our God-given power to actually help ourselves and help our people. And in doing this, we will start to see a brand new reality. So let us right now envision within our minds and hearts the divine love of God in Christ going into our youth that are caught up into these gangs and wanting to bring about terrible situations of killing each other and hating each other and all of that. As Jesus said, when you visualize that and see it in their minds and hearts, I will reach into their minds and hearts and totally cleanse and remove all that negative desire to kill and destroy and to terribly be one filled with their hearts and minds with hatred and anger towards one another. And all of that hatred and anger and a desire to kill is now totally cleansed and removed. And the awesome and amazing spiritual power of Jesus the Christ is now about to do something super nice by altering the thinking and the actions of these youth that would like to kill each other and destroy each other's lives. And God has now removed, and Jesus has now removed, all that negative jive that's been totally cleansed, totally removed, and totally replaced with the divine love of God in Christ. So let us see that light shining in their minds and hearts and totally cleansing them from the negativity of all of that demonic and negative thoughts that want them to destroy and kill each other, that want them to feel so much anger and hatred towards each other. Let all of that now, through the divine light of God's love and Christ's love that is flowing through their minds and hearts right now, totally removing, totally cleansing, totally erasing all of that negativity and blessing them so they can see a new reality, a brand new start from the negativity of the past to the omnipotent power of the present moment filled with the divine love and grace and mercy of God in Christ. No longer allowing that negative energy to rule their mind, but allowing the divine love of God and Christ to create a whole nother situation for them to see and for them to live in a new reality. So let us know for a surety that these are things that we can truly bring about, but we have to believe it without any fear and doubt. And not only do we want to see our youth ending these gang wars, not only in the city of, in cities of New York and in the state of New York, but we want to expand this blessing to go nationwide. So right now, we're looking at one more week in New York vibing on this. And if there's no more murders next week, we will start to expand this into other states as well. And we will start to see everything working out swell. So let us know once again, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that all of this will truly work out.
And as well as we have more callers, we'll take a few callers right now. 917-561, 917-561, your mic is open.
Please, brother,
917-561, your mic is open.
This is the same brother that was on Dr. Jeffrey's phone. So I'm not going to add anything else but to say, God bless you. God bless our children. Let's make our children the center of what we do to create their future so that they can create a better future for their own children.
Amen, amen, and amen. What's your name again, brother?
My name is Brother Charles.
Brother Charles, thank you so much. We appreciate your kind words as well. And
Dr. Ben,
God
bless you. Thank you. Thank you for that meditation too. That was a very calming meditation.
I'm glad you participated with us, my brother. And we're going to be able to make this a nationwide situation because we've been getting some great results from this here in New York, and now we're looking to expand it into the other black communities across the country. And I know we'll get the same results with that as well.
And what's the name of your show, brother, so I could plug it in consistently? Because Brother Curtis sent it via text, but he didn't show. He said it was just a call. I was expecting to be on the show.
Right. It's called Experiencing Spiritual Unity. That's the name of it. And Meditation with Dr. Benjamin Bridges.
All right, because I knew another Dr. Ben much older, Dr. Yosef Ben Yakinen. So I was like, Dr. Ben, who is this brother? All right. You're on the right path, brother. You're definitely on the right path because the meditation is one of the tools that our young people need to be able to manage the emotions and the rage that some of them had, like I had when I was a young man that didn't know how to process the things going on in our community. So meditation, yoga, all of these are tools that we can use to better ourselves, to calm ourselves, center ourselves, and cease this violence against ourselves, this self-inflicted violence that's going on against us, as well as the racism.
Yes, indeed, brother. So very true, my brother. And we're on our way to a brighter day. We just need to keep utilizing it, and we're going to see some great results come about.
Definitely. And I look forward. Save my number, please, and I would love to talk more with you on or off the air, as well as have Dr. Leonard Jeffries come on your show.
Okay, sounds great. What's his
number? All right, God bless.
God bless. Thank you so much,
indeed.
And we appreciate Dr. Leonard Jeffries, whom I know very well. What a wonderful brother. He could do such a tremendous work in Africa, as well as here in the Western, and here in the North America, as well as the Caribbean. God bless him and all what he's doing as well. And God bless you, brother, for all you do.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Peace and blessings.
Okay, people, as it always happens, when you have a good time, time runs out. But we will come back next week. We want you to come back tomorrow at 7. Again, we have another show with Mrs. Sadie Gomez and the Ethiopian World Federation. Then on Monday, we have Sister Queen Amina, Black Alice in Wonderland. Then on Tuesday night, we have Mrs. Tiki Williams. It's all about real estate. Everything you want to know about real estate, you want to buy a home, you need to talk to this sister. Then on Wednesday night, we got Reverend Coach Morale, a mentor, innovative sister that's teaching our kids in the school system how to be very positive economics and academically. Then on Thursday, you have the young brother himself, Minister Jaquan Diaz, and he's talking about the spirituality in our young people, and he's a young brother fighting for the young brothers and sisters that are in the street because he used to be one himself, and now he's turning his life around and helping others to come up that street concept. Then on Friday night, you're back with me, Dr. Ron Robinson, and the Black Business Billionaires Network Club, and our job and our mission is to teach people how to go from zero to a thousandaire, to a millionaire, to a billionaire, to a zillionaire, whatever you want, whatever your heart's desire, as long as you want to help others, God will bless you. So all things are possible through Christ. And then we come back again Saturday night, 7, with the great man himself, Dr. Benjamin Bridges, and spirituality and experiencing spirituality, unity, and meditation. So we thank you so much, and we leave you with the great man himself, Pastor Hezekiah Walker, who say everything got to get better because God is in control. Thank you so much.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People go.
Your life has been
out of control.
You're confused.
But don't worry.